Certainly a valiant effort last night by Ben Saunders on the Ultimate Fighter 6 show, losing a decision to Tommy Spear, but you got to tip your hat to the guy. Definitely was really sick going into the bout, and we're very glad to have him here on JerryPark.com to talk to us about his experience on the show, the fight against Spears, and what's to expect from the Orlando native. And Ben, you know, we'll get right to it. We saw the fight last night. Clearly, you were really sick. Do you feel as though the way it was represented on television, your struggle to make it to the fight, the way you were feeling was rightly represented?
I was actually very happy that they at least showed it that much. I was definitely a lot sicker than they showed. But at the same time, the part that they were showing, which was for the most part me at the training facility about an hour before coming out to fight and me in the fight, I mean, I just pretty much had to put my mind somewhere else, man. I originally wasn't even going to fight, but I pretty much figured, sucked it up, man, and did it anyway.
Before the fight, did you go up to Dana White or perhaps your coach, Matt Serra, and ask them to maybe postpone the fight for a couple of days?
No. I knew that they weren't going to be able to because we were the last quarterfinal fight. So it was pretty much I that was another reason why I fought, man. Like, I didn't even – there was really – no other option. I think it probably would have been like if I couldn't have fought, they probably would have bowed out and gave Tommy a free pass to the next round, I'm assuming. I mean, I didn't really, when I was talking to the producers and potentially thinking about not fighting, they never really said anything. They didn't give any other options. So, I mean, that was basically my career. I felt was on the line, man. That's what I went to the show for, was to fight. And I was like, I know I have the skill and technique to do so. I just don't know if my body was going to be able to, you know, make it through it or handle it. And, I attempted it anyway, man.
Talk about a lot of pressure being put on someone's shoulders. So you go to sleep the night before the fight. You're totally fine that night? Like, you don't feel sick at all?
No. I was definitely... After the Barrera fight, they took me to the hospital because of my nose. I ended up having a sinus infection, which I think I got from Blake Bowman. And they took x-rays, and I actually had a broken nose. And I told them not to tell the commission because if they found out, I wouldn't be able to fight. And they put me on some medicine, including a three-day Z-Pack of antibiotics. I took the three-day Z-Pack, and there was a potential refill for another 3 days. But I didn't want to be on antibiotics, you know, because it messes your system up. So I chose not to take the additional 3 days. I think I pretty much had to weigh in about 5 days after I fought Barrera. So after I cut again in such a short period amount of time, that pretty much shot my immune system down to nothing. And right after, probably like an hour to hour and a half after I weighed in and I was trying to like drink and carb up and whatnot, I actually felt really, really sick and got a fever then. I asked the producers, I was like, can I get an IV or something like that? Like, I feel like I was dying right then. And they were like, no, if we give you an IV, you can't fight. So I was like, all right, well then screw it. And I sucked it up and I just tried to like continue to, you know, rejuvenate and carb up and drink water and rehydrate. And towards the end of the night, I started feeling a little, you know, I started feeling pretty good. Then when I ended up going to sleep that night, I woke up about 4 hours later with like a full blown sinus infection, man, where my eyes, the pressure was so ridiculous. Like my eyes were like literally felt like they were about to pop out of my skull. I was feeling nauseous. I had a bad fever, yet I was freezing and sweating. I mean, I was just basically full blown sick, man, like serious. And I started screaming into the mic. I couldn't even see due to the pressure. And so I didn't notice that my battery was dead. And I'm screaming into my mic for a producer to come to like see if they can help me or give me some medicine or something like that. And like an hour goes by and no one comes. So I'm like, well, what the heck, man? And Matt Hughes and all of them were in the living room. And I didn't want them to see me like that. So I couldn't go out there to get a battery. And then, I ended up, going in the bathroom and finding some medicine, that I guess Colossi had from back when he was sick, but I couldn't really read it that well. Except for like the big print, which I was like, all right, you know, this should help. So I took that and some ibuprofen and I went to bed for like an hour or two. Then finally a producer came in, started, you know, he asked me some questions like how I was feeling. I was explaining how bad it was. They're like, well, we can take you to the doctor. And I was like, well, you know, what exactly is that going to do? Is that like, you know, they're not going to be able to give me some miracle drug. And they're like, nah, you're right, you know. And then they're like, oh, well, we can give you some Claritin and some Halls. And I was like, oh, all right, man, sure. And they did that. And then basically I doped myself up to the point where I could at least, you know, coherently, you know, talk and see a little bit. And, you know, the pressure went down just a little bit, to the point where I could think just a little bit. So I was like, what the hell? Like, I basically felt like, you know, if I didn't fight my career and the whole point of me being on the show and my any possibility of me being in the UFC, if I didn't fight was going to be gone. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then pretty much what they showed is to the point where I'm like one of the greatest actors of all time, because I just sucked it up and I was like, I need to stop thinking about how bad I'm feeling and start focusing on how I plan on trying to win this fight. And by the time I even get to like the whole van, the whole reason I'm smiling, man, is like because I can't believe like I'm actually fighting under those conditions. And then Sarah's like, you know, asking questions and I'm trying to stay positive and I'm not really, I could have went there and just been like, yo, I'm screwed, Sarah. Like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do it, but like, I'm screwed. I'm probably not going to win. But that, you know, that, what kind of mindset is that? I had to try to stay positive and be like, yeah, you know, I can't breathe out of my nose, but I can breathe out of my mouth a little bit. So, hey, you know, there's still a chance. And I knew that technically I had the chance as far as skill. I knew I had the better technique. It just really came down to could my body handle it. And the game plan went out the window, because when I was actually walking to the ring and I have like this big smile and I can't believe I'm doing this. And Dana White's doing his little speech of it's 2 5-minute rounds, this and that, you know. Everything's a daze. I was like, I can't not believe I'm in here right now about the fight. And then, so I was like, I'm just going to go at him and try to knock him out, like, real quick, and hopefully I get it. And we went to the clinch. He took me down, and I felt better on my back because jiu-jitsu, man, you don't have to deal with distance, timing, aim, and this and that. You can go off feel alone. And so I was actually more comfortable the entire time off my back. My striking and my jiu-jitsu look like crap, man. You see, I'm fatigued and I'm gassed out before I even go to the ring. And you see that because while I'm doing the armbar, I fatigued out. That armbar should be done.
Yeah, I think you just answered like 15 of my questions in that one answer right there. That was quite the extensive response, so I appreciate that. I wanted to talk to you about the armbar and the fight itself. A lot of focus was made on you know, Tommy's cuts on his nose and next to his eyes and whatnot. And you stated that you were, you know, trying to bust those open. Do you think that you focused too much on trying to reopen his cuts as opposed to going out with whatever game plan you had?
No. I mean, that's what they showed in the interview. What I said in the interview, you know, it was like, that wasn't totally the game plan to do that. It was kind of like, I was almost joking along the lines of, my nose is busted, his nose is busted. I said, I'm going to try to split his nose open. He knows my nose is busted, and he's going to try to break my nose again. Like, that's what I said in the interview.
Yeah, because they didn't really talk about your nose being busted, so that's why, you know, I guess if you would have positioned it like that way, it would have made a bit more sense.
Yeah, but at the same time, I did a really good job of not letting anyone know.
Right.
I didn't even let my teammates know because of the potential of either anyone finding. I didn't want anyone to know that my nose actually was broken. When I went to the doctor, everyone pretty much knew that, you know, you know when someone's not there, whether they're not there at the training center or they're not there at the house. If someone's not there, you know why. You know it's because they're probably getting some medical issues taken care of. So I went to get my x-rays and did all that crap. They knew that. I just told them, yeah, my nose wasn't broken, and I just had a sinus infection.
So you beat Dan Barrera once. I'm kind of curious as to what your life is like after the show, because you beat Barrera, and then you have all this go down, and then you end up losing to Tommy Spear. Are you able to tell anyone? You know, after the Barrera fight, everyone's kind of congratulating you. I know the general public can't know about what happens, but how many people actually knew that you lost to Tommy in the quarterfinals?
To be honest, I didn't tell anybody, man. The only person I ended up telling, and I told them like not too long before the Tommy fight, was my instructor, and that's because he signed the forms or whatever, and I was actually allowed to tell him from the get-go since I came back. I didn't want to deal with it, man. I just treated everyone the same in the sense of, look, I can't talk about it. You're just going to have to watch the show.
And now you were obviously involved with Sarah and Hughes and everything that went down with that. Do you still speak to Matt? And curious as to, you know, in light of all this news of his injury and having to pull out of the fight, how he's feeling?
Yeah, I still do speak with him. He's like all doped up right now, so I haven't been able to get a hold of him and actually talk to him yet. But I actually ended up calling Matt Arroyo, which he's the one, like Matt Arroyo went out there, and he's the one that the incident occurred with. Like, right after Sarah was done doing his hardcore workout, Arroyo asked Sarah if he could show him like a technique or something like that, and then while Sarah was showing Arroyo a technique, that's when his back went out.
Man, it's got to be pretty tough for Matt to have that kind of over his head now.
Yeah, I don't think
it happens. It happens.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure. You know, and he's slightly like, damn, man, that sucks. But at the same time, he's not like, oh, it's all my fault. Like, he's not gonna do that.
So the UFC announced, or actually it was on 5OuncesOfPain.com where I first saw the announcement. I haven't actually seen it on UFC.com, but that you are actually going to be fighting Dan Barrera again, correct?
I cannot comment on that.
You can't confirm it. All right, well, 5OuncesOfPain.com said it earlier today that you'd have a rematch with Dan Barrera. Obviously, you can't speak about that, but you will be fighting on the finale, correct?
Yes, I will.
And have they spoke to you, the folks at the UFC, have they said anything to you about a potential future, or is it kind of, you know, let's see how it goes on December 8th and then we'll take it from there?
I mean, I want there to prove that I feel I belong in the UFC and to basically impress Dana White, and I think I accomplished that. So I'm looking for a long career with the UFC, hopefully.
All right, great stuff, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better. I know it's like 6 months later, but you know, great performance on the show. I'm sure you're all healed up. And whoever you face come December 8th, we look forward to seeing you.
All right, thanks, man.